Breisa, Omer Rav Nachman Toshma, steht in Breisa, the medvar amamurim sheshneim adukim boi. Aber leise talis yoytis mitachet yachil echod mehen, hamoyti mechavei alav araya. So the Gemara Mitchila wanted to bring Machriya Rav Zeir's Shaila. The Breisa can't be farsteid kipshutoi, then it's pshita. The Breisa gufa means Rav Zeir's Shaila. The Gemara's matchano, maybe an ander pshat in the Breisa. Two dichuim. The erste dichuim, hocha b'mayas kinon, kigon do osu l'kamon ki tetfisu l'tarvayu, v'aminan uzilu plugu v'napku, v'hoda rosu ki tofes l'chad minay. Originally it was shnayim oichsim, then they come back and it was one oichsim. And they're having it in Torah now. Now it's taka, one is a muchzik and the other one isn't. But we know it was shnayim oichsim a few minutes ago. And what's the din Torah now? Hayomer oidui oidilei, v'hayomer v'domi agarti nelei. The one that's muchzik now time is that there was a hoidah and the whole thing is his. The same defining about the tzveita half of the talis. Originally the psak was yachloiku. Now the tofet is holding the whole thing and he says it was a hoidah even on the tzveita chelik. And the other one time is, no, I rented you the tzveita chelik. So the Gemara says, and the brisa shtei, that the tofet wins. Why? Shverish tikkul Gemara. The amrinan lei ad hash the chashtis lei begazlan, the hash the mikros lei beloisadi. Look, the Gemara, the reason why he's not neman to taina, that he rented it, is because it's a reisa. You were fighting with him before and now you rented it out, it's out edus. Not mistaber. There's a reyeset to your taina. State in the Gemara that the reason he doesn't win is because there's a reyeset to his taina. If there wouldn't be a reyeset, he would get it back. Why would he get it back? L'chayra, if you know the regular rule of chetkes metalpalin, klal hadvarim is that v'mchilas kvoy the mori kama, even if someone is a mori kama, but if the next day someone else is holding it, he's neman to taina, now it's his. L'kuach. Why? Chetkes metalpalin. Aye, but hey, we know it was the mori kamas yesterday. But today, now it's his. Maybe he bought it. Maybe he gave it to Meza Matana. What? He stole it. Achzuki inish beganav loy mechaskinu. Achzuki inish beganav loy mechaskinu. So when someone's holding something, even though we know it was someone else's yesterday, achzuki inish beganav. Now, if you realize, in this Gemara, it's also the same story. Again, we're talking about the second half of the Talos. We paskin yachloiku, and each one became a morikama on his half. Numeretach now on the tzveita half. And we know that Yena was a morikama. And Kupz again, he wants a tiny, yeah, yesterday you were a Morikama, but now I'm saying you gave it to me. You were Moid and you gave it to me. No. So he has a Cheskes Metaltlin. So he had a shrine to the vant. Aber Yena has a Cheskes Metaltlin. Why do we need a Reyeset to his tiny? In Ritva state, because we're talking about a Talit to Osui Lahaskir, and the Klal Advarim is that even though normally Taka Cheskes Metaltlin, which is Geboit, that we don't assume a Geneva happened, so we say to ourselves, oh, it wasn't a Geneva, must be, Taka bought it. But there's always the option, maybe it was rented. Now by Kalim ha'asuyim lahaskir taka, the marikama katayna, I rented it. And Zog the Ritva, we're talking in our sugya, in Ukimta, a talis that was osi lahaskir. On their far, be'etim, a normal mass, if he would be nemet to say sacharti. The reason he's not nemet to say sacharti is because of the reisa. Azog Zog the Ritva. In Ramban state, and another Rishonim have a different plan, but we have to be makdim a prat. The Gemara says that he's not nemet to taina, that he rented it, because there's a reisa. What if he taina's tokafta? What if he tainas, you stole it, you took it from me? They say, we know it was shnayim oizdin, but right afterwards they come back and one of them is holding it. In the Gemara scenario, he's taining sacharti, and he's not neman because of a reisa. What would be if he tainas tokafta, gazalta? Now let's remind ourselves. By a normal marikama with a cheskes, against the cheskes matalzman, you cannot say gazalta. Al zeh nudonim. Ah, zuki enish beganav loya cheskina. Over a sach rishoyin im zoginda, that's what he's mefur in Taisus, we'll see in a minute, that if he would have tainas tokafta, he would be believed. He can talk and tell the toughest, what? You know why you have it? Because you stole it from me. You took it from me. We walked out of bed and you grabbed it. Why is he never to say that? Normally we say, the whole point of a cheskis metaflin is that we assume that's not what happened. A lot of things could have happened. Not that. Achzuki inish beganav loy mechaskina. The territory is over here. There's no achzuki inish beganav. The Rishonim all say this. There's various neschois for this, but the Ruach HaDvarim is because a few minutes ago they were taka fighting about it. And each one was taka saying coolishly. Loy rochik HaDvarim, that he did grab it. Normally, when a guy was a Morikama, and Mitamo, you see now a different guy has it. How did he get it? Avadi bought it. Avadi, his story is true. Stamka gazel this. Ken is done. But here we know it was a minute ago they were fighting about it. Loi rochit that he grabbed it. Mekin zogin ha-nusach. It's kelim ha-suyim litkoif. Azevit is kelim ha-suyim la-hashil la-haskir. Azevit is goydris. Kelim ha-suyim goydris. It's kelim ha-suyim that they walked into the other guy's shoes. Here it's a kelim ha-suyim litkoif. It's takik ben azev. So you're a lot of time at the kafti. Now again, a lot of Rishonim Taka say you're allowed to tain at the kafti, but we'll go one step further. Assuming that you're allowed to tain at the kafti, so the emes is even to tain at sechiris, you should have a migu. You should be able to tain at sacharti migu that you tain at the kafta. Af dem sagt die Gemara, no, but there's a race. There's a race against tiny schrips. Now there's a Toysis over here, and Toysis Taka said, Agrish Leibel Oysan, so Toysis, Ve'ein ein emen b'migu di boy amra talk for me many. The migu walk in Eidim. Toysis Taka means what we just said. Toysis means, you're not nemen to say Sakharti with a migu of Tokfa, because it's a migu connected Eidim. What does Toysis mean, migu connected Eidim? Velicha Eidim. Obviously, Toysis means that the race of Sakharti, the Anan Sahadi, Ki'ilu it's an Eidis, it's so burr that he wouldn't rent it. Agrish Leibel Oysadi to the person you were fighting with. It's such a stark array, so it's a migu can negate him. And the farmer can't talk an amigu. So there's a shtickle diktuk. Whereas according to the Ramban, of them read the Gemara. Of them who was up the Gemara, the Reisa. In Toysis, it's not mashman. It's mashman that Toysis was asking his own question with his own talents. Toysis, achochem, afrek, akasha, wasim, it's migu. So Toysis, gratis, amigu can negate him. The Rechagav, the Ksois asks, is anyway the problem? It's amigu lahoiti. Nishta zei poshet. It's amigu lahoiti. Ksoif yen is the toughest. Why couldn't Toysis answer it's amigu lahoiti? So that's a Gansa Tomal, the Ksois talks about it himself. Maybe it's not called Migul Haiti, because we know his gufatain is that he was the Marikama and the Ana grabbed it. But we have to know about that. Lamais Taisis asks Migul, you have to know what's with Migul Haiti. Over it's Masha Taisis asked it Michutz la Gemara, not that that was the etzem topic of the Gemara. The emes is that the Rambam paskins, you're not Nemun to say Tokaf. The Rambam says in such a case, when you walk out of bed and one of them is holding it, you're not Nemun to say Sakharti, you're not Nemun to say Tokaf. The Goin says, in Bir Agro, where was the Rambam of Makar that you're not meant to say Tokaf? Because he was bothered by Toysis Kasha that it should be a Migu. And he didn't want to say Toysis Teret, that it's Ad Kedei Kach, a Migu Keneger on Ansari. But the Rambam Gishbar, Muzayin that you're not meant to say Tokaf either. But first, to save Shad and Toysis, after there's a new plan in the Sugi here, a new plan why you need a Reyesa. It's not Mashmi, you need a Reyesa, Alt Migu. After an hour Sugi, there's Bechlal no Cheskis Metalton. After there's no Cheskis Metalton, an hour Sugi Bechlal. And you could say that on this prat, you could say Kama has Beirim, I just want to fear, oh, it's based on that Hanocha, you could say Avort. But first, the Etzem Hanocha, maybe there's no Chetzis Metalton here. First of all, maybe Chetzis Metalton is only when you're Taina Lakuach. Because what's Takir of Shad? How could a guy with a Chetzis Metalton go against the Mori Kama? Tara says he's not going against the Mori Kama. He says, Reb Mori Kama, yesterday it was Taki, but I'm Taining, I bought it from you. But over here he's not Taining Lakuach, he's Taining Haidah, he's undermining the Mori Kama. They say, but Etzmi never allowed to go against the Morikama. No, you're allowed to tie it. His chach just happened. I bought it. Taki, you're the Morikama. You were for 6 years, all thine, but now I bought it. But you want to tie a Haidah that he undermined the Morikama, that he admitted that it was always yours? That, maybe there's no custom to say Haidah. Also, over here, maybe the Svara we said from the Rishonim before, over here they were fighting anyways. So maybe that's why there's no custom to say. The Nesiva says the Svara, maybe it's been the dummy over here. So maybe there's not, that's why there's no custom to say. If we'll assume that there's no Chesed Metalsman, this comes on a few other Svaras, on gain reminding them. If we'll assume there's no Chesed Metalsman, then Be'emeth, the guy should be able to get it back. He should be able to say Tokaf. Let him say whatever he wants. Let him just say, give it back. Yenna doesn't have a Chesed Metalsman. They walk out of bed, and one guy says, you were married, it's mine. And the other guy says, Vos Reis Takov, give it back. He'll win also. He doesn't have to sign anything. He'll say, give it back. Ich bin Morikama. If we'll tie Nazar, Yenna says, you were married to me. And he says back, Vos Reis, ich bin Morikama. He'll get it back. Not here. He messed himself up. He went and said he rented it. There's a Zar Reisa. That's not true. That's not what happened. That's a riot to the other guys. That's good for why he's going to win. In Tois HaRosh, there's a Gevaldik HaLoshin. Tois HaRosh says, you're not Mammon, there's a Reisa against the Schiris. Shmami no, Oiduye Oidile. Yeah, first date. Once the Schiris guy is not Mammon, we go back and the other guy's Mammon. The Rosh says, no, Shmami no, Oiduye Oidile. They say, Be'evans, we're not going to believe the Oiduye Oidile. He doesn't have a Chetzis Metavon. He's going against the Mari Kama. But this guy said such a shmetet to Taina that with Schiris, I got the story which makes no sense. He rented it without Adam afterwards. Shmami no, that he said, oh God, that's Tarka Reyesa. So he's not believed. That's Shana the Gemara. Frek, Toys gets me an Asad, a fourth amigo. So Toys, Migu can get an Ansadi, an Egan Akash. The Rambam and the Vur Lachar Anub Shana the Gemara, the Rambam says you're not even able to say Tokas. Why Takanat? One way of learning the Rambam is the Rambam learns that Avada, there is Cheskis Matalfan here. That the one that has a Duya Oidle has a fest the Cheskis Metalsman, and therefore you can't go against him. He's holding it, he has a Cheskis Metalsman. You can't sign a Schirus, you can't sign a Tokaf, he has a Cheskis Metalsman. The Pella is though, so why does the Gemara need a race? How do we Mazbar until now why the Gemara needed a race? Either it was Kelim Asuyim Lahaskir, which is not going to work for the Rambam Yedua, that the Rambam Shita is Kelim Asuyim Lahaskir, is a very Mitzumtzumdik thing on certain specific Kelim. A Talis is never a Kliya Asi Lahaskir, according to the Rambam Shita. And you don't have the other plan that he's bavarning migu, because you're not nemen to say tokaf either. So it's very sure why the Gemara said reis. You have to know. But that's one way of learning the Rambam. Another way of learning, and the Rashi brings us our plan, that maybe the Rambam also goes, there's no Cheses Matanzman. But the reason the Rambam holds, you're not nemet to say Tokaf, and again, it's Meduyik in the Rambam, that it's for the same reason. You're not nemet to say Tokaf, you're not nemet to say Schiris, all the same story. Can't I invite you, because there's a Reisa. The same way there's a Reisa. You rented it out after you were fighting with him. Who then is a Reisa? Until now in Bezin, you were holding on tight, and each one said, coolishly, coolishly. Right away, you walked out of bed and he was able to, you strong enough to grab it out from you. Ad hasta, you were fighting, you were holding on strong. You didn't let him grab it. All of a sudden, he won, you let him grab it. Why did you suddenly let him grab it? Man, it's the same race that the Gemara is saying on Tzchiris. The same way Keneged Tzchiris says, ad hasta, you didn't let him. Now you're renting it. Ad hasta, you didn't let him. Suddenly, you let him grab it. So, again, the Rambam puts Bechad Machta, that he's not Neman to sign a Nish Tzchiris and Nish Tokaf. Can't then, because by both, he's not Neman because of Cheftes Matatman. Can't then, by both, he's not Neman because of this race. The Rishonim Redurach and Azoyis Gebracht in the Poiskim Lamaisa. What would be if he tainis Socharti b'fnei Ploini uPloini v'holchulem l'mdina sayam? In Gemara state that the only reason you're not nemet to say Socharti is because there's a reisa. You would rent it to him without Edom after you just had a fight with him. What if he says I rented it to him with Edom, but the Edom rather aren't here? So the Ramah paskins that you're nemon. Now it's interesting. The Ramah says you're nemon with a migu. Migu that you could have said Tokaf. They say we already had a chesmi. You should be nemon with a migu of Tokaf. No, he said it's a migu k'neged edim. It's a festa anan sa'adi k'neged the tain of schiris. But when you tain of sa'chardi, if they ploini and ploini, but also dinas yam nish geferla. Or for the tumim, the ktsois, the beisalevi, they all mucha. Why do you even need a migu? Why can't he glatz tain of sa'chardi, if they ploini and ploini, but also dinas yam? Why do you bechlal need a migu? So this chesboinus of them. Why you need a migu? The beisalevi says on that also there's a shtickle erasa. Even renting with edim, you wouldn't rent it even with edim to a guy that you just had a din tire with. Even with edim, you wouldn't rent it to him. I'm not able that are running to the Medina Sayyam. But that already you have a view. Fagana demand the returns. Allah must get invited. The Tzveit of Pshat in the Gemara, Pshat in the Braisa, Iba Yisei Mechidik Tani, Taka Kipshute, one is holding it. Nusa, what's the Chiddush? Teretz is Idach Misrach Basruchai. He's ever holding on to the fringes. The Chiddush is that don't think that does anything. And the Gemara adds the Kinesh. Va'afil l'sumchis. Zal ha'moman ha'mutl b'safa k'cholkin. So the Sirche should be a sibah to make it that it should be moman ha'mutl b'safa k'cholkin. Kamash m'lano, Sirche la'af kulum, the one that's holding it gets everything. What is their shmuz from sumchis? So Rashi says, I would think that he bound like sumchis anytime there's a moman ha'mutl b'safa, there's a shor shochet l'fanecha, there's a sibahless topic. No, I would think k'cholkin. Kamash m'lano, Sirche is not a sibahless topic. This Gemara is a grace of Pella, according to, we spoke about this amor. According to Toysis in Baba Kama, Daf Lamehem and Beis, Toysis holds that the only time Sumcha says Yachloiku is when it's a festa drawer, the Mamoina, Belitan Isayam Yershafik Lebezdin. Without that Hagdoma, that Belitan Isayam Yershafik Lebezdin, it's in Yishdok and Sumchas. The Vos Mishman Arayim does Sumchas. The Sirche doesn't make it Belitan Isayam Yershafik Lebezdin. And it's beautiful that it's Taka Rashi Lishitose. Rashi on Daf Ches that says that Shnai Moichtim is Taka Alfmoin Amadul Besafik Holkin. Rashi and Daf Beis, and Rashi here. They're the bearer of Sumchas. They're the Sirche. Maybe Sirche makes a Sufik. How would Tosis learn this Gemara? So there is a plan in Rabbeinu Peretz, a new pshat, that the Havmin of Sirche, make it a kitzer, the Havmin of Sirche was not that I would think it would be 50-50. Why would I think Yachloiku? I've come that Sirche is not enough to make it a Shnai Moichdim, and that's Avada, not the Havmin. The Havmin wasn't that Sirche makes it a Shnai Moichdim. Then it would say, even later on, I would think Sirche is a Shnai Moichdim. There was never a Havmin that Sirche is not a Shnai Moichdim. But Sirche was enough to make Epitha suffer. No. Like Rashi was good. It makes a short shuckle of an echo. I would think this is suffer. Zokhtar Beda Peretanayim Shah. Sirche Avada wouldn't be a suffer. But Sirche is ma'oirus to think maybe it used to be Shnai Moichdim. When someone is holding on to the dear life on the fringes, Efshataka, it's ma'oirus to think. Belitani Samian. Maybe a few minutes ago it was Shnai Moichdim. So we have a suffer that maybe it was Shnai Moichdim. We don't know. Maybe there's a Shnai Moichdim. What do you do when you have a suffer? Moment a month of a suffer cholkin. So the Havmin would do, you would get a quarter. Because we don't know. One is holding it and one is Misrach Suchi. The Misrach Suchi is Ma'oiras, maybe to be Mistapik, maybe with Shnai Moisim. So we don't know now, is it Reuben L'chud, or was it Amol Reuben together with Shimon? Since we're not sure, I would think that you make Yachloiku on the Yachloiku, give him such a quarter. Kamash Malon, Sirchi Lav Kulam, Sirchi is Gorgonish. That's how you read the Gemara. Lomeg invite us to Asaf Tzaton. Zok the Gemara. Im Timsaloima, talk for Echad the Fanenu, my Tzi and Oisimi Yodoi. If you go with the Tzad of Rav Zeira, we're telling about Klapi Rav Zeira's Chakira, on the Tzad of Rav Zeira, that you said, that talk for Echad the Fanenu, my Tzi and Oisimi Yodoi, if Tfisa doesn't help by Shotek Vachakach Tzavach, so then our Sugi is not negated. Hikdishi Eni Makudeshes. So who adin hekdisha v'loy tokfa is not going to be anything. But im dim zaloymar talk vechad b'fenenu ein ma'itzi nice to me yaday on the side of Rav Zeira that it's fisa by shot of achakach tovach helps love attack at Claren. What would be by hekdisha? Hekdisha v'loy tokfa mal. Do I say I'm irasul legvoy kipsi irasul lehadi dami kamanda tokfa dami? I dilma ein b'shusim. What is their shayla for hekdisha v'loy tokfa? I grow the machloekis v'shoinim for kama sibas. I'm going to start with Tosis' mahalach in the sugya. The mitzias, what we're talking is that it was a shnayim oichdin, and Rav Zeira was talking when one of them grabbed it. Now we're not doing Rav Zeira. It was shnayim oichdin, and they're both holding on to it. No one's grabbing. Zeira merkulishli, mezitz in the bezdin, and one of them says, "I'm aktish it." No one grabbed. They're still holding on both. Nothing changed. They're still holding both. Nareinu rachochem, he says, "I'm aktish it." Clarity Gemara is the hektish going to be cha. Now we can be makdim. That the Meiri says that on his half, Avada the Hektish is Chal. Zok the Meiri, the whole Sugi is on the second half. On his half, was felt, it's Shaloi, it's Bershusa, was felt, Taka the Hektish is Chal. The Sugi, the Roman Rum from the Sugi is not after Tzveta Hal. In Ander Achroinim, in Shumas Akri, in Achaz David, they go different. They say that even on his own half, it's Avada his, Klap Yishmayim, but it's not Bershusa. It does a lane that there's a Dintayra on it still, and each one's toughest, Efshir is felt in any Bershusa. So not just Einprat, are we talking only about the Tzveita half, or even on his half? But Ravina Tzvi, we're clearing that maybe the Hektish should be Chal. Let's talk it, Be'ikar Zichr, talk about the other half. Is the Hektish able to be Chal? Now, if you want to discuss if the Hektish could be Chal, we have to deal with the two Ikar topics. Eino the Maktish Dabar She'eni Shaloi, Eino the Maktish Dabar She'eni B'shusay. So we have a matzav of Reuben and Shimon that are Shnayim Oichlim. Zayim are Kudishli, no one's grabbing. Reuben gets up and he says, Hektish, the Gansat house. If you want to discuss if the Hektish should be Chal, we have to deal with Eini Shaloi, Eini B'shusay. And I want to be stelling a vek that according to Tosis, the issue here is that maybe it's Chal Hektish Vadoi on the Ganset House. Hektish Vadoi on the Ganset House. Via Zoi is going to be Chal Hektish Vadoi on the Ganset House. Tosis learns that the Shaila here that we're discussing, that there was a Shtigl. Azoi vi the Amolagir of Zera, there was a Shosak. Over here also we're talking about a Shosak. We're talking that after he made the Hektish, there was a Shtigl. And if there was a Shtigl, is what? Shtika kaida, and this state, this you have to be makdim. Moir the kizach that there's a big boyim ka'achs over here. Reuben and Shimon are holding it and they're having it entire. Reuben's tiny kula shali, a besoa Shimon, and the shnayim oichim still. But when Reuben says hektish, the minute he says hektish, and Shimon keeps quiet, so there's a shtika kaida, boyim ka'achs with the shtika kaida, it is bershusay of Reuben and it is shaloy of Reuben, and boyim ka'achs the hektish is able to be chal, even though it's still shnayim oichim. Oh, boyim ka'achs. Gewaldig. There's a shtika kaida and a ganze boyim ka'achas gewaldig. What's the What's the study hasafik of the Gemara? The study hasafik of the Gemara is not if this magical boyim ka'achas works. That's a hanoch. If you can pull up a shtika kaida, automatically it will be that the hektish is going to be chal minei ubei. Hagam, it doesn't start l'chayr. He said the word hektish, then there has to be a shtika, then it goes back to the hektish is chal, but it's able to work. And nistav dem afilu zenemem estapik. What's the suffix? The suffix is that maybe it's not shtika kaido. Why? Agora balabatishin. Taisa says when he's mad, but it's sad that not lomni yitzvach b'shvil dvarav. That's the key of the sugya, like this. This chiluk of the sugya. By tkifa, we know that if it was a shtika, it's a shtika kaido. But by hakdosha, who says b'chalal I have to be tzeveh? And be'emes mineyu be, you're telling me it's a galgal. I was quiet, elamai tzerai, that you hektish was able to be chal and it started. Nu, faker, I'm not goyrus you b'chalal. And dosku b'chalal to Gemara. Me and Rinan, I'm Yerossi L'Gvoya Kim Yerossi L'Hediyat. You know what that means? You do have to scream. You can't say, oh, I'm not going to be Gairus in the mail, nothing will start. No. I'm Yerossi L'Gvoya Kim Yerossi L'Hediyat. You got to be careful. When a guy says Hektish, you better scream. Hektish works quickly. You have to scream. Oydil Manat. Me as Loy Tokfa. Velona Yitzvach Bashvil Dvarov. And I would rather declare in Pshatovna, the Gemara for his eyes, and therefore it's a Chasarna Vayne Bashusa. The oyster of the Gemara, therefore it's a Chasarna Vayne Bashusa. It's still part of the Ma'arocha of being Masmer, why he doesn't have to scream. He doesn't have to scream. You didn't grab it. And it's not for Shusra yet. Why do I have to be going with you? It's all part of being Mazda why he didn't have to scream. Or it could be the Seif Pasuk. He didn't have to scream because you didn't grab it. He didn't have to scream, so there's no Shtika Kaida. There's no Shtika Kaida. You're taka left stuck with a problem of Eini Rishusai. The truth is, you left with a problem of Eini Shalai also. You're taka left with Eini Shalai also. But actually, we want to bavar and dafke Eini Rishusai to say that even your half, if you go now with him, even your half is not going to be chal. But that's the suffix according to Tosis. Do we say that a shtika by Hektish is Machayev et Tzvacha, and it blames Shtika Koyda, and Boyim Ka'achet, everything happens. Oy Vilma, it's not Shtika Koyda, because Loma Yitzvach Meshvil Dvarim, says, nor Verter, I won't be Goyrisim, and my Tzvacha, my Shtika doesn't advise anything, and nothing will get started. And I'm damn good, but then I'm going to stop it. Toysis has to Bavarn and Akuda, even if it is Shtika Koyda. Bavarn Toysis, even if it is Shtika Koyda. But how is it Chal? It's Fortnach Bershusay, the matzav is that it's Reuven and Shimon holding it. Lachar Bershusay has to mean it's Mamash and my Rishus. It's in my Rishus, Yen is Toyfus it. Look, Toysis says, no, he brings a raya. A pekodin is called Bershusay. Big Yisoy. Toysis says, a pekodin that's in someone else's house is called Bershusay. It's not in your Rishus, it's in the Shoimer's Rishus. Yad Shoimer, Yad Bailam. It's in your Rishus. When do we say, Ain't of the Makdish Dorish, Ain't of Bershusay? A Gneve, Ain't of Bershusay. I gotta steal something from you. And how does fire fund it? He's upholding it from you. That's Ain't of Bershusay. A pekodin of Toysis is Bershusay. Bidoimel is that Toysis is making it Sushtel. So a matzav of shnayim oichtem. If the guy was moided to you, so it's not a problem of avayin b'shus. Practic tzois in siman reishir aleph that it's not so poshut. You tell me that taka shoymer is called b'shus. They are good. A ganav is not called b'shus. What's the bit if someone stole something from you and then he comes to you and he tells you, I'm ready to give it back to you. Chav charota, if it's shuvatan, I want to give it back to you. He didn't bring it back yet. That's the next thing. He didn't bring it back yet. Over divine, he says, I want to give it back. The Grois of Machloikis, Balamor and Ramban, the Balamor all that it's already considered Bershusa. As the Ganav of Yizof, if Gate is given to Rick, he has Charata. So now what's the Ganav doing until he delivers it to you? He's holding it for you, he's a Shomer for you. It's a Pekod. It was Nebach, the Pekod. It's Bershusa. Over the Ramban and Mulchamas is Chelik, the Ramban said, the Ganav calls man that a Ganav stole it until he mamish brings it back, it's not Bershusa. Zoktik says that our Tysis only stems with the Balamor. Our Tais is saying, Shnayim Oichtim, Lachar, each one was trying to steal it from the other one. So very nice. The Shtika was a Shtika Kaida. And Vik Tais, I've been nice, like Gar, from a Pekadim. It's already considered Bershusa. Nishta Zay Poshet. Like the Balamar that a Ganif, that he's willing to give it back. So it's Bershusa. But like the Ramban, that even when a Ganif is willing to give it back, it's still not Bershusa. Lachar, it won't stim. Zoktik Sois, Tais is going only at the Balamar. Azay Zoktik Sois, Tak. The Gedolei Achroinim Achoylik on this Prat of Vik Tais. Famous Yisoy, the Devar Yecheskel, Asach, and the Rachroinim, they want to say that the Oymek Habir of the Shitas Ramban, that a Ganef, even when he says Charota, he's Mabia Charota, that's still not Pershusoy, what Taka the Hezbollah, Erdogan, he's willing to give it back, it's his Taka Apokon. The Gedolei Achroinim say that the Pshat and the Ramban, you have to know if it says things on this Prat, is because of the Kinyoni Gneva. It's the Kinyoni Gneva of the Ganef, that's my name. And that's how they mad with the Machlokes Balamor and the Ramban. The Balamor holds that the etzem fact that the Ganav is withholding it from you is what makes it an b'shusa. When he's mabiyach harot and he's willing to give it back, shine b'shusa, shine b'shusa. The Ramban will know it's the kinyoni geneva that's my neid. If it's the kinyoni geneva that's my neid, so calls my that he doesn't bring it back, it's still ain't b'shusa. Aber zogen die achroinim. If that's the hezber, then the Ramban doesn't apply over here. Over here there was no kinyoni geneva. It was a matzav of shnayim oitzim. Each one was trying to say kula shali. There wasn't a matzav that someone already made a kinyoni genev against the other. In our matzav of a shnayim oichdim, everyone could agree that as soon as there's a shtika gaida, loigar from the pekodin, even the Ramban could agree. Even the Ramban could agree. The emes is Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. He goes further. Murder the kazach. It's a pelik and egged toises. But he wants to say, it doesn't even. It's not even like a pekodin. What do you think the din is? Shnayim oichdim betalis. Zeimer kula shali, the zeimer einani shali. It's takayus. That's a shnayim oichtim. It's not b'shusay of the one that says kula shali. There's only one tanya in kula shali. The fact that the other one's holding it bechlal has any significance? Reuven oimer kula shali, Shimon oimer kula shal Reuven. But they're both holding it. That's not problem. If you have a matzav of shnayim oichtim, but one was matzishit and the other one was quiet, so it's a shtika kaido. So now where are we holding now? Reuven says a matzishit kula shali. Shimon kept quiet, which is like a hachraza of Ohaida, it's Kulash al Reuven. You have to come on that it's a Pekodin. It's Taka Kulay Bershus Reuven. It's better than Pekodin. What, he's grada holding on to the talis? What's game around? His holding on is nothing. He's admitting it's not his. It's better than a Pekodin. Toys is halnali. Toys is bitbavarn. Something on Derek Pekodin. You have to know. The Devar is too good. You have to know why not. Taka, that's not the din. Shnai Marjas in the talis, Zaymer, Kulash leads Zaymer, I have no shy to say. Brother, help us. This is Epis. But him. That's how Tysus learns the Shaila of the Gemara, whether it is going to be an automatic Shtika Kaido. And that's the setup of the Sugi. The Gemara says Toshma, we're going in Tysus now. The Gemara says Toshma from the Masusa. And the pashtus will go. What is the din by mesusa? The pashtus, the din of mesusa, was called the olam gavar. That's what the din should have been. Called the olam gavar. As I state my furish and taisis. Mizalgut listen that in Rashi is mevur nishtazai. In Rashi is mevur that the din of mesusa was supposed to be yachloiku. We'll have to see if we can get to that chelik of it. Rashi is mevur that the din by the moment is the din by mesusa was supposed to be yachloiku. But then, over the pashtus, let's go. We're going in taisis now. The din of mesusa was called the olam gavar. But before anyone was olam and gavar, kol chad minayu vehigbisha. And the rabbanon were mesupik is the hektish chal. What's the shaila by mesusa? And here is the mudnazach that has to happen according to Shitas Taisis. According to Shitas Taisis, the shaila of mesusa has nothing to do with shtika kaida. Gor nisht. And you know what? Maybe we'll put it on the side even for now. Taisis is going to learn that the shaila of mesusa was a shaila in the mamakim of kol da'olam gavar. Will the kol da'olam gavar allow you to be makdashit? I don't want to go into it now. And the Gemara was machriya from Bechor to the Shaila of Mesusa. So what is going on over there? There's a three-stage Gemara. A Shaila of Higdisha B'lai Tarfa by Talis. A Toshma from Mesusa with a Achra from Bechor. And the Oilam is not talking to each other. According to Shitas Toisis in a Chanami. Midwas Vissen, as I state, in the Marsho, in the Maram. Maram has another Pshat also, Gor Mechodesh, but we'll go with this Pshat. That in a Chanami. The Gemara declared the Shaila of Higdisha B'lai Tarfa, and then you put on hold for a black Gemara. The Shaila of Mesusa is a totally different Shaila, which we're going to have to be mazbar separately, with a hachra from Bechor, which we have to be mazbar separately. And then the Gemara got bogged down in the Gedorim of Bechor, and Tokfei Koyin, and a Raya from Petach Hamor. Asach, that can happen. The Maskona, the Zayin of an Aleph, the Maskona is that by Mesusa, the Hekish wasn't Chal. What did that have to do with us? Because it happens to be the Mesusa was a Maisa Shehoya. Chazal knew that by the story of the Mesusa, there was a Shtik. Chazal knew that there was a Shtik. So they were bothered. After the whole thing is said and done, after everything clears, you're telling me that by Mesusa the Hekdesh is not Chal, for whatever you were clearing there, where the Kol Da'olam Gavar could allow a Tfisa, Gan Tavisheh. Or is it given during the Shtika Oichet? Why doesn't the Shtika trigger off that it's the Shtika Kahidah, and that's why the Hekdesh is able to be Chal? Must be that it's Shtika Lav Kahidah. That's the picture of the Sugi. You're clearing if they're Shtika Kahidah, and remember, according to Taisa, it's a Shaila. Should a person scream because of a Shtika or not? It's Balabatish. Do we say, Lomi Yitzchak Mishvil Dvarav or not? And we're bringing a Raya from Mesusa. What does it mean, a Raya from Mesusa? Well, we're going to bring in a totally irrelevant Shaila of Mesusa, with a totally irrelevant Hachra, with a Gantz Arichas Dvar, and at the Maskon of it after a Blat Gemara is that Din is not Chal Behetish. I grabbed the Mesusa, there was a Shtika also. What happened to that? Must be, it's Achra, back to our original Shaila about Shtika Kaida. That's how Tosis learns the Sugya, that Bechor is only Achra to Mesusa. Bechor is not a direct Sushtel to Higdisha B'lai Tokfa. Higdisha B'lai Tokfa is a Shaila Shtika Kaida, and Achra to that only happens all the way at the end. See, the emes is, if we didn't say this, the way to really tell this event is that this Pashat Astira Mineu Bein Tosis. Taisis Dibramas of Higdisha B'lai Tokfa says that the hearts of the Sugi is a Shaila Shtika Kaida. And the next Taisis, when he's talking about Mesusa, explains that the longest of the Shaila of Mesusa is that when a person has a Kol Da'olam Gavar, does that allow him to be Makdashit? No, so they're not talking to each other. So, well, they're on an idea, put it in Tzavrayim. The Maram says that it depends if the Mesusa was Karko Matalkin. Where is the Gazach? He has a different Mahalach. He wants to say that if the Mesusa was Karko, it was Taka Shtika Kaida Shaila. No, we're switching if the Mesusa is Matalkin. But I don't want to go with that. I want to go with the way we said that, the way most of the Achronim say, the Rinachanami, don't try to mix the two. The etzem crux of the Shaila of Mesusa was a separate Shaila that had no Shaitas, and the Sugya doesn't flow, according to Taisus, in one Hemshach. Me'idach Hisa, and a lot of the other Rishonim, kol echad al pidarka, but the Shoyrish Adver of the Ramban, Rashba, and Ran, I say Shinuyim Kalim in each one, Shinish Kalim, first the picture that the Iker, like all them goes, that is one long Sugya. First of all, the Shaila of Higdisha B'lai Tokfa already was not a Shaila of Shtika Kaidah. That B'chalal wasn't the issue. The Shaila of Higdisha B'lai Tokfa was a Shaila of when a person has a right to grab something, when a person has a S'chus T'kifa, is that itself already a Siva that it's Bershusai to be Makdashim? The fact that he could grab it, is that allow him to be Makdashim? So the Gemara declared by Talis, the fact that he could grab it, is that a Siva to be Makdashim? Now you have to be careful. By Talis, you talk have a right to grab it. You don't have a right to grab it. If you take it and is it tzvacha, mehava le lameva, tfisa doesn't. Or berchot, you have a right to grab it when there is a shtika. And we're clear, is the schus tkifa let you be makdash? Zokki Gemara, araya from mesusa. By mesusa, grab it's a little smoother because it's kol da'olam gavar. So by mesusa, you take, I have a schus to grab it. and it says over there by the story of Masusa, it's going to be a direct achrat to our shayla that they were clearing when there was a massive of a Masusa and the din was called Olam Gomar. Could he grab it? And do we say that the fact that he could grab it allows him to be makdashit? And what was the achrat? Let's take a first achrat first. Because the achrat and everything is one big sugi now. Achrat from Bechor. Let's take a focus on that for 2 minutes. Amalei Rav Amnuna, you want to know if by the Masusa the hakdasha could be chal because of the zchus tkifa? I have a Mishnah. Sopik Bechoris. Echad Bechor Adam, Echad Bechor Behem. Bein Torim, Bein Tumeim. The din is Amoytim Echavel of Arai. The Mishnah in Tyrus state that it's Amoytim Echavel of Arai. Vitani Elod is the Braitha Asura Megizav Avoyda. That it's a Sopik Bechor. Now mitzad the moment it's of the Sopik Bechor, so it stays by Yisrael. But what's mitzad the Kedusha? The din in Kedusha Shaboy? State of Braitha that it's Asura Megizav Avoyda. The Gemara named on in the Havni is a very important clue. The Gemara have done in the Havin at this stage, and Ken Zayin is not a mapecha to that in the Maskana. Be careful. Ken Zayin is not even a mapecha in the Maskana. Or Berchotz the Havin for sure. The Havin has verstanden that the Isra Giz of Avoida, that's by a Bechor, nemsach from the din momen koyim. It's not spam. If you're a Bechor, there's two totally unrelated things. That it's momen koyim, and that it's Kaddish, and it's also the Giz of Avoida. It's not unrelated. It goes together. When something's a Bechor, it's momen koyim, and because of that, it's also the Gizav Avoyda. Big Vart, big Chidsh. Pashit, you could have learned. A lot of things happen when it's something in the Bechor. One thing that happens is that it's Momen Kain. Another thing that happens is that it has Kedusha. And the two have no shaykhs. But the Gemara and the Havamina, and maybe there's not a Mapecha to this, is that the Kedusha of Bechor, of Isra Gizav Avoyda, Nemtzach from the Momen Kain. Zokti Gemara, you're passing by a Sofet Bechor that it's a Moitim Echavel of a Rai. And it's Osir Begizav Avoyda. Why is it Osir Begizav Avoyda? Where did the Kedusha come from? The Teretz is, you know where the Kedusha came from? Because the din is Hamoytzi Mechavel of Araya. And the Gemara assumes at the beginning, Hamoytzi Mechavel of Araya is Tokfei Koyin, Ein Moytzi Miyodei. Today it's Hamoytzi Mechavel of Araya to the Yisrael. But tomorrow the Koyin can grab it back. And the fact that the Koyin has a right to grab it, that's why it's Osir Begizav Avoyda. Not that the Koyin says, we don't even know which Koyin it is, we'll see if it's with Makirei Kuna, without Makirei Kuna. The Koyin doesn't have to say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. But the fact that the Koyin has the Zchus Tkifa, that's what's Ma'afshir, the Kedusha of Gizav Avoyda. Zokti Gemara, so you see that when there's a Zchus Tkifa, you can talk to grab it. That's the picture of the three stages of the Sugi. The Gemara learned by a talis when you're able to grab it. Does that allow that you could be Makdish it? Zokti Gemara, there was a similar Shaila, Taka, similar Shaila by Masusa. When you had the Zchus Tkifa of Kol Olam Gavar, were you able to be Makdish it? And over there, Rav Hamnuna was Machriya. By Bechor, we see that when you have a Zchus Tkifa of a Sofik of Bechor, we answered it Begizav Avoyda. Where did the Itzer Gizav Avoyda come from? Not a separate thing that Sofik derives from Chumrah. That's all you could have said. What do you mean? It's also Begizav Avoyda because Sofik derives from Chumrah. Sinish Tazay Poshit. The Itzer Gizav Avoyda comes from the Din Moments. It must be that you take a pasuk in the Moments like that. So it must be that the fact that the Kohen can grab it, that's where the Kedusha comes from. So it's Hachra Mishuleshes on all three Nidoinim here. Bechor, with Mesusa, with Hekdisha Balai Tokfa, that when you have a Zchus Tkifa, you're able to be Makdashit. To which the Gemara answers no. Maybe not. Amalei Rabbah, no. Kedusha is Bechor Ka'amrit. Maybe it could even be, not for sure, but the Rabbah is being matcha. It could even be a metziyin miyadei. It could be that the Kohen doesn't have a Zchus Tkifa. And still it's also Begizav Avoyda. Why? Because Kedusha haba me'alei ha'shayni. Now here you have to know how sharp, like I was meramed before, is the Mapecha. It could be that the Mapecha is saying that you totally missed the boat. The Isra Gizav Avoyda is a totally separate, independent topic about a Bechor. And it's an Isra Dika Shaila. And if you have a Sofik Bechor, like all other things in Isurim, Sofik Daraisa Lechumra. So if Bechlal has no shaykhus to our topic, mitzad the moment it could be the Kohen, Bechlal has no Sofik moment. It's also Begizav Avoyda because of Sofik Daraisa Lechumra. But there's a lot of rise to give a kvetch here and say that even in the Maskon, and this is even sharp, even on the Tzad of Tokvei Kohen, Moitziya Noisim Yodeh. Even on the Tzad that it's Tokvei Kohen, Moitziya Noisim Yodeh. But still, there's still that sad, maybe it's the coin. If we'll take it, we'll pass him against him. The Hamoytim Echavel Avarai is so strong that we won't let the coin keep it. But not because it's a vadeh. We'll see about this. Still. Not because it's a vadeh. There's still a sad, it's mom and coin. And that's what's causing the Gizav Avoyda. But you know why that's allowed to pull it off? Because Gizav Avoyda is a Kedusha Abba Me'alea. But Legabi your Shaila, are you allowed to be bepoil, makedish something just because of a Zchus Tkifa? Man Yemar. And we're back that it's an Iboid Le'ifshita. You have to realize what just happened now. We were just madre the pshitas of the shayla. We had a shayla when there is a zchus tkifa. Is there a right? to be makdish, and we saw that right before we saw such a musik, that the Isser Gizav Aboy, the Nemtzich from the fact that the Kohen has the Schus Kifa, it went together, the Kohen has the Schus Kifa, Tokvei Kohen, Ein Meitzin Meitzin Eish Biyodai. And that was what stelled back the Kedusha of the Gizav Aboy. So Tzimor, no, maybe it's not true. Maybe a Schus Kifa is not enough to make something Rosh Hussai, and you take a kid to be makdish. Kedusha Aboy Meilei Hashem. That was the picture of the Sugya. Now there's a few pratim to make Shinuyim over here. The Ramban, when he says it, in the original case of Ignisha Bolei Tokfa, adds a knesh that we have to be talking about shtika. The Ramban is madgish that we need shtika. And very simple, I know why. Without shtika, by the case of Talis of Ignisha Bolei Tokfa, you don't have a schus tkifa. If you want there should be one picture of the sugi, there has to be a schus tkifa. They say that by Masusa there was a schus tkifa because the din was called Olam Gavar. By Bechora there was a schus tkifa because Tokfa Kain Eim Ektina Yisim Yodai. But by a Talis, you're not allowed to grab it. So the Ramban, no. So by Talis, we'll talk about it with the case of shtika. And that was just to be for a technicality. Not at the heart of the Shaila was a Shtika Kaidah Shaila. Like Toydas, it was a Shtika Kaidah Shaila. Like the Ramban, it wasn't a Shtika Kaidah Shaila. There's one picture of the Sugya of whether Schus Tkiva lets you be Makdish. For technical reasons, you need a Shtika by the case of Hektish. The Rashba spells it similar to the Ramban, but the Rashba says that even by Tikdisha Balai Tokfa, you don't need a Shtika. And that gets a little bit more schwer. If it's Tikdisha Balai Tokfa and there was no Shtika, so what do you mean you have a schus tkifa? Grabbing it in such an oifen without a shtika, you wouldn't be able to grab it. So how could you clear it by hektish that it should be chal because of your schus tkifa? You don't have a schus tkifa b'chai gavno. You don't have a schus tkifa b'chai gavno. The teretz of this is the Rashba l'shitasei, that the Rashba learned the reason why you can't grab it by a talis is because you look like a gazan. Grabbing it, you look like a gazan. But just being makdish, it's not near a gazan. Just being makdish, it doesn't have the problem, and it's considered that you have a schus tkifa l'gabi hektish. The Ran also goes with like the Rashba, and he says we're talking about without shtika. But this kami shinuyim, the ikr, the shinuy is clapping the hakdama of the Gemara. The Gemara gave a hakdama that our whole shaila of higdisha is only negaya if you hold takfa echad b'fenenu is ein maitina isminyam. What's the tliyah? So the Ran goes al pidarka. The other Rishonim go differently. The Ran goes al pidarka that the Ran already learned that Rav Zeira's original question was a lumdisha shaila. Is the matzav of shnayim oichim that each one has vadai? Or is the matzav of shnayim oichim that each one has suffik? That's how the Ran originally went. Zokteran, that's the hakdama vayta. The Gemara is continuing with that theme. If Tintalei matok for echad ufenenu maitziyin oisim yodik, if you learn that tfisa doesn't help by a suffik shtika of shosik vachatzavah, what does that show you? That everyone by shnayim oichim is vadai on his half. No, if you're vadai on your half, you're not going to be able to make a hakdash. But if Tintalei matok for echad ufenenu maitziyin oisim yodik, which was just a proba that you see that it's only a suffik each one on his half. If it's only a suffik each one on his half, now you can clear this shaila. When you have a schus tkifa, you're able to be makdish. So that was the Ran, Rashba, and Ramban, that the shaila through and through was a shaila of whether when you have a schus tkifa could you be makdish. Taitis didn't go like that from the beginning already. Taitis learned that Hegdisha Balai Tokfa was Gora shaila of Shtika Kaida. But then the Hemshech HaSugi didn't go, so we said in a Chanami, it's a Hachro Min Atzad. In the Ritva, there's a Mashmoyis of a Pshat that the entire Sugi is a Shtika Kaida Sugi. That not only was Hegdisha Balai Tokfa a Shail of Shtika Kaida, but that the Shail of Mesusa directly, not indirectly, but directly, was also a Shail of Shtika Kaida, which gets very schwer. In Mesusa, Kemenach Al Heron. But when you get to Bechor, it's bit of Yidagolus. There's no topic of Shtika Kaidah. Who was Shaisek? What was he being Moida? It's a gate in Shlachar. Now there's an interesting Maisa with the Rashi, and you have to know what to do with it. Rashi, by the Tokfei Kohen, there's very little Rashi earlier in the Sugi. What was the study of Shaila by Kedisha? But by the case of the Tokfei Kohen, Rashi says, Tokfei Kohen v'shosek Yisrael v'hadar tzavach. Rashi barked the Ryan over there suddenly that the Kohen was Shaisek. And Allah Mutran of them, what's the Shtika's Kohen doing? First of all, what does it say? Shtika normally is a Shtika Kaidah. What's he being moida? No one even knows. It's a suffix. We don't know if it's a bechor. No one knows the mitzvahs. What's he being moida bechor? What's he being moida? But Rashi brings in shosak v'hachachach tzavach. In the Marsho states, Leitish Kimshat, the Brazei state in the Marsho, that according to Rashi, the entire sugya is a sugya of shtika koida. The original shayla of Yiddish B'lei Tokfa is a shayla of shtika koida. The shayla of Mesusa is shtika koida. And by bechor also, the topic that we're being machri here is a shtika koida topic. As I thought Rashi, no, by koi. That's good for a shtey. It's a shver zach. Our brother shtey in the marsha. Mule devri marsha. Actually, we could say different. And I want to be mitzvah like this. That avada Rashi beikar hadvarim. Rashi is al derech the rishonim. Beikar hadvarim. Rashi is al derech the rishonim from the beginning. that it was a shayla when a person had a schus tkifa, if you're allowed to be makdish it. And there was a raya from the susa directly, and there was a raya from Bechor directly, and that derech agav, it's mefirsh in Rashi, that the raya from Bechor goes back to be a hachra on Igdisha b'lei tkifa. Rashi doesn't have the option of learning like Tosfos, that Bechor was only hachra on mesusa, and Igdisha b'lei tkifa is a raya and a tzad from Dav Zayin. Rashi's mefirsh that Bechor is a direct sushtel back to Igdisha b'lei tkifa. So the Marshal Pidarke says, yeah, everything is a shtika kahida topic. But we're going to go know that in Rashi Avada, we're going to go flowing the whole time. It's a sugya of schus tkifa. What does Rashi need? Shosak, v'hadat tzavach, over there. Not that that was the heart of the sugya. Go offer zaytik prat. But Yeshua says as our plan, that after Rashi was bothered that if the Yisrael is not shosak, then the Kohen can't grab it for a different reason. Rashi holds that if the Kohen's going to grab it and the Yisrael is not shosak, then it mamash looks like a tfisas gazelo. Then Avada tfisa wouldn't help. This is a big chiddush. It's going to be negated tomorrow. We have to see the sugya of Tokfei Kohen. That Rashi Shita is that Tokfei Kohen and the Yisrael is shoysik. He looks like a gazlan. No one holds aim by tzini miyadi. If it's Tokfei Kohen and the Yisrael is tzeveach, Avadi you give it back. No one holds aim by tzini miyadi nazawif. The Yisrael has to be quiet. Now what's the shtika doing? He's not admitting. He doesn't know if it's a bachar. This is right to be right. The end of Reda we said that the shtika is just allowing it to tfisa. He's allowing it to be a tfisa brishus. The Kohen grabs it and the Yisrael was shoysik. It allows it to be a tfisa brishus. Amol, I was trusting a svara. Tosfos has a problem over here that Bechlau, how could the coin grab it? The Bailam could always say, I want to give it to a different Yisroel. I want to give it to a different coin. So Tosfos says, Tutrutza makiri kahuna. Actually, Rashi was bothered by that kash of Tosfos. And that's why you need to speak. If the Yisroel is not shoysik to the tfisas hakoin, so it would always be that ki'ilu the Yisroel could say, I want to give it to a different coin. So Rashi has to say, no, on the zayt of the prat, the Yisroel was shoysik. You don't have the problem of the Yisroel tining that he wants to give it to a different coin. Of Ravinitvi, whether he's bavarning Tfisas Gezela or he's bavarning the Makiri Kuhuna issue, Rashi is stelling on a Zaytika prat. So say, in the Ikaras Sugya, Rashi will be learning Alderaf the Rishon. He had to bavarn Shtika there to bavarn a Zaytika prat. We have to fear Ois. How did Tosfos learn? We said that Tosfos learned the Shaila Vigdisha B'lai Tokfa was about Shtika Kaida, and the right to that is on the Zayin, that in the Maskonim we say, Mesus is not, it's a right. But what happened in the middle here? What was this interruption? Tosfos says that the Shaila of Mesusa was a Shaila Lagabi the Gedorim of Kol Da'olam Gavar. And Tosfos gives a Hakdom. Tosfos, first of all, is marking that Kol Da'olam Gavar is a never ending saga. Tosfos says Kol Da'olam Gavar keeps on going back and forth. That itself, Derech Agav, is a big machloekis Rishonim. The Rosh in Baba Basra says, no, that Kol Da'olam Gavar, there's a stechel behind it. That the one that was Olam and Gavar, he takes Mistabi that it's his, and then it's a one time job and it's over. We paskin that it's over. But Tosfos says that Kol Da'olam Gavar never ends. And if you realize that Tosfos Ksuba says this, Tosfos is Kol Da'olam Gavar. Is the same thing really as Tokfei Kohen Ein Moitzin Ois Miyadi. Kol Da'olam Gavar is a never-ending Am Moitzin Mechavel Avaraya. Like the Shita that Am Moitzin Mechavel Avaraya is Tokfei Kohen Ein Moitzin Ois Miyadi. That's what Kol Da'olam Gavar is. A never-ending Am Moitzin Mechavel Avaraya. But Akapanam Azayzak Toysis, Kol Da'olam Gavar is a never-ending Am Moitzin Mechavel Avaraya. Now, the knetch of a Kol Da'olam Gavar always is, you can be Goyber, but you're limited in your Hakbar. You want to be Goyber, fine, but not in an Oifen that you can't take it the next day. And that's the shayla. When you're going to be makdashit over here, clear to Gemara, could you be makdashit? By being makdashit, kedusha lepaka. If the hekdash is going to be chal, you're overdoing your schus. Both bali dover in a sack of kol dolam gavar have a right to be goyber ad kedei forever kemat, but the other one should also be able to take it back forever until the other one's going to switch it back. By being makdashit, it's going to be mukhlat and it's going to be kaddish forever, and he won't be able to take it back. So he's being moil in his. He's overdoing the schus we gave him. So maybe we shouldn't allow him to do that. But interesting, Tosfos Bavarin is a michta from the Stifler, he's Masber. There's other Hezberim. Tosfos Bavarin, if you would grab it, taka, and be goyver, and then be makdashit, then Avada, we don't have a question. Avada, you makdashit, now it's tough luck. The guy can't take it back. Why? You overdid it. You didn't overdo it. Kol Da'olam Gavar is your tfisa cannot overdo it. If you grab it, now you grab it, so you were goyver. Now you were goyver and it's in your rishus. Again, if he'll try to grab it now, fine. But if he didn't and you chapped the rain and you were matish, so now it's kaddish forever, the story's over. You didn't take advantage of your schus. Your tfisa itself is not what caused it to last forever. That doesn't bother us. But if you weren't toikifit and then matish it, you want the hakdosha lane to be the siba. The hakdosha lane should be the siba. You're overdoing what your kol da'olam gavar will allow you. And that's the suffix of mesusa. Can you say I'll be matish it even though the hakdosha is gufa going to be overdoing your schus of Kol Da'olam Gavar? That there was a hachra from from Mesusa, and then a Hemshech Arichas of Gemara, and again the Achroz Menatzat. Now actually one of the inyan to Red Durch in Pshatov over here, very important Nakuda. According to Tosfos and according to the Ramban, an important Nakuda. The Gemara said that we're only going to clear Hikdisha if you learn Takfei Echad Ein Maitzi Naisim Yadeh. Why? So according to Tosfos, it was a Shail of Shtika Kaida. And the Gemara said, fine, you want to tell Shtika Kaida by Shosek V'Charkach Tzavach, it's only Negei if you hold that Shosek V'Charkach Tzavach, you can grab it. If you hold, you're allowed to grab it, you can clear, could you be Makash? Shregen D'Achroinen, why can't you clear by Shosek Metchila V'Atsoif? Don't clear by Shosek V'Charkach Tzavach. Clear by Shtika Metchila V'Atsoif. You told it that by Shtika Metchila V'Atsoif, for sure, Tzvis is good. Clear HaKdoshin Azawifim. So there's Mamash Tum Halachim Mikotel HaKotel. One Halachim is that Shosek Metchila V'Atsoif would have Vadi Yebi Yehidah. Tosfos says it was Shosek Metchila V'Tzavach LeBesoif when the Gizbar came. Right? If you remember yesterday, we said what's going to be called Achakach Tzavach. Right away, it calls Manu Bezdin. By Hakdosha, Tosfos says the cutoff line is when the Gizbar shows up. If you're Shosek Metchila V'Atsoif, which means you're Shosek even when the Gizbar showed up, so then Avada, that's a Shtika Kaida. The Shail of Lomi Yitzchak Bashil Dvarav, it's not Dvarav anymore. The Gizbar, they're knocking at the door. You're still quiet after the Gizbar showed up? Avad, it will be a Shtika Kaida. That's why we have to clear Davkin Oifen of Shosak V'Charkach Tzavach. But Oifen exactly Afuch, the Truma Sakri and the Beis Halevi, they say Punt Faket. They say we couldn't clear like the Mandi Omer Shosak V'Charkach Tzavach, but only when it's a Shtika Metchila V'Atsoif. Because we already bavarned in Tosfos that the Shtika Kaida has to be a miracle of Boyim Ka'achas. With the Shtika, Miyad, the Hektish is Chal. Bishleim, if you hold Shosek V'Charkach Tzavach, is also a Shtika. That means that the minute that you Shosek right away, you already see a Haidah. Even if you say right away afterwards, too late, it was already a Haidah. But if you hold that you need a Shtika Metchila V'Atsoif, Nemton the Beis HaLevi, it's not Mokra, but Nemton the Beis HaLevi in the Shumas Akri, we don't down it as a Haidah too later. Maybe you'll still be Tzavach. And he doesn't assume that it's Megalim afraid that it's a Shtika. If you need Shtika Metchila V'Atsoif, the Taka has to be a lengthy Shtika. No, so if you need Shtika Metchila V'Atsoif, we finally caught on at the Shtika Kaidah 20 minutes later. The Hektish can't be Chal. It won't be Chal B'Vasachas. You were Machtish, there was a 20-minute Shtika. Now you want the Hektish to be Chal. It already won't be Chal B'Vasachas. That's why we can only clear like the man, the Omer, that even Shosek V'Charkach Tzavach is a Shtika Kaidah. That's Klapi Tosfos. Man is just a Firoyz. Lefi the Ramban is a different Hasbara, but it's a very important Nakuda. Like the Ramban, that the Shaila was, when you have a Schus Tkifa, can that Gufa be a Siba to be Machtish? So why do we only clarify Shosek V'Charkach Tzavach? The Teretz is, if you hold Yinit Shtika Metchila V'Atsoif, that's not a Schus Tkifa. You don't have a Schus Tkifa. You grab and you don't have a Schus Tkifa. If Yen is quiet, Metchila V'Atsoif, so there's Haidot Balbin. That's not cool, you have a right to grab. That's cool, the Yen was Moedit. Shosek V'Charkach Tzavach, we imagine yesterday, and this is a beautiful Hashlamah to that, it's not Mamash a real Haidot. It's that I'm allowing your Tfisa. But this the grab, if the Sugya like the Ramban is a Shiloh by Mesusa, it worked out, it was called Ongover. But you're glaring about Schus Tkifa. If you want a case of a Schus Tkifa by Talis, it has to be in an Oifen of Shosek V'Charkach Tzavach. That the Shtika allowed the Tfisa. Shosek Metchila V'Atsoif is not a Schus Tkifa, it's Stan as a Yahidah Tolin. That's why Bedit the grab, the Gemara cleared Shosek V'Charkach Tzavach like the Ramban. So in each region, you have to work out why it's cleared only in Shosek V'Charkach Tzavach. Those that we started back to Iker Shittas in this triangle of Shtika by Higdisha by Tokfa, Mesusa with Bukhar. We have to do the Gedarim of Tokfa Koyin. I want to go into all the Kloli Tfisa tomorrow. I want to do Kloli Tfisa before the Hemshech HaGemar. As much as we can stop around the whole Kloli Tfisa and to move down.
What's the right from Mesusa? I mean, from.